B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Walled it, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Bills fans nationwide throwing Santa, breaking tables as video after video goes viral.
Drunkenness, it's insane what I saw.
Take an emotional game, add booze to the mix, and this is what you sometimes get between fans from opposing teams. A fight broke out after the game in the parking lot of the Ralph, right in front of our News 4 camera.
Pepper spray was used. There was lots of drunken behavior, more drunken behavior than I think we've ever heard of at a football game.
Allen takes a shotgun step, firing down the middle of that pass. Intercepted by Devin McCourty. 35-40. Go 45-50. Some extra pushing and shoving on the stop.
He's throwing the double coverage, kid.
Bolden motions right to left. Takes the jet sweep handoff. Close it left. He's a score. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the way to play complimentary football. You take it, you stuff it down their throat.
Allen sets up. Throws down the right seam. J.C. Jackson picks it off at the 10-yard line. He runs it down the left side to the 20-25. And Jackson sidesteps out of bounds.
Sweet chucking, that kid.
The low snap. He's under pressure. Hooked his block. Punt is blocked by J.C. Jackson. It bounces into the hands of Gordon. Yeah. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How about that, Bobby? Special team.
Matthew Slater with the recovery and the run back for the score.
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
Allen rolls right, throws that ball to the side, intercepted. High leaping pick by Jackson.
You can't make a dumber throw than he just made right there, and he's made some of the dumbest that I've seen in an NFL game.
Slippers for this whole defense. Boy, did they will you to victory today.
Now, Bills fans were, of course, hoping for a win, but unfortunately, that's not how things turned out here today.
I'd like to have my hopes up, but it's the Patriots, and this is what happens every year.
There is a very stupid child on the baseball diamond at Shears Park.
So a kid's on the baseball field kicking dust?
Yes.
And you want to send a policeman?
So my friend, he dropped his phone behind a big-ass rock. Like, we were wondering if you guys could come get it.
985 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. It is 604, and Fred's got the squirts, so he will not be in this morning. Joe Murray, I believe, is on his way here, and he should be here at 645, which means we will have the scoot.
That's correct.
We will have the ceremonial scoot.
Yes.
From the far left seat, the swinging wall. That's right, from the headline chair to the big swinging Wallach chair, where he turns into Big Johnson.
Looking forward to it.
That's right.
Of course, I already am, but that's fine.
Big Johnson Wallach over the other seat.
Yes.
And
Should I sit in Fred's chair this time to really make it official?
Well, do you want to get dandruff under your clothes?
I don't
then
want.
Maybe that's what you do.
You get a hazmat team.
I mean, it was funny that one time. I forget who did it. It might have been Marshall Hook went over and took a picture of the board, and there was dandruff just like all over it.
Yeah.
And Fred's is like, yeah, pretty much.
I don't shower.
That's right.
I come in here. It's 6 a.m. You would too. So, if you had my job.
Yeah. So no, I would not sit in that seat. That's probably fair. Not a wise thing to do, but he'll be heading on over. All I know is that, you know, after yesterday's game, which was a slog, and it was kind of similar to, I guess, what many people were predicting. I mean, it was very close to the spread. A lot of people were pissed because it was a one game. You know, if it wasn't for the extra point, I believe
Gostkowski ruined the push.
Yeah,
yes.
he ruined the push. But I mean, it was a slog of a game, and it's one that, you know, was a, I guess you could say, a good game in that it was competitive for the first time this season. But really, the only thing that mattered was, I won my first Bankroll Boys Bet of the Year. That's right, baby. I ended up getting, what did I put, $300? Because that was the max that I could bet on there being a dildo thrown onto the field. And according to a writer for SB Nation, somebody did it right around the time that Josh Allen got cracked in the head. they threw it onto the field.
Here's the thing. Do we need video proof? Do we need a picture? How do we pay off on this bet? Because you only have the say-so of one writer. I looked for it. I saw you retweet that and how happy you were, but I didn't see it anywhere else. So,
well, you knew they weren't going to show it on TV
because of last time. But you need confirmation of this, and I would think the powers that be that give the money out would also need confirmation.
I would think since he's a reputable reporter, yes, I won for the first time in 5 weeks.
Now, we don't know that yet. You didn't see it. No one else. How do we know?
Well, because he's a reporter, and he's a reputable reporter. I saw betting sites retweet him as well.
Okay.
I mean, to be quite honest, it's like, I mean, you know, he said he saw it. He's a reporter. I think he's a credentialed reporter, so.
You think?
Yeah. But that's the reason why, that's the reason why that bet isn't one that is, you know, taken on the big board in Vegas. That's the one where the maximum amount of money is $300. Sure. It's probably for reasons like this, you know? Well, and also, somebody could have just put money on it and shown up with a dildo and thrown it onto the field.
I'm very happy
to get their
you.
Money.
It should be a game show, Dildos for Cash.
I mean, it could be.
Be great.
But it's the first bet that I have won since the beginning of the season. They gave me 3 bad bets in a row.
Well, no, they gave you 2 bad bets in a row.
No, they gave me 3 bad bets in a row. And then the fourth week, Despite them, I faded them, which I went the opposite, I lost. So that's on me. But, this is the first one that I have won, and it wasn't even for $300. I don't even know how you, like, what the bet would be. It was -140, I think, that they would throw. So it was favored for them to throw a dildo onto the field. And, you know, you can't obviously take, like, a spread on that. So you just, like, I think $300 probably equals, like, $200 that I won.
Well, it's 280. If it's 140, it's 280 to win 200. So
I gave him three. Yeah. So that's close. So yeah. I won about like $200. So now I'm only $800 in the hole. So I'm working my way back up. And Fred has been giving them like $2,000 to sprinkle all over the place.
How'd they do?
He did very well. See, that's not as much of a risk as it is putting all on one game, which I've been doing over and over. But it also is a way to make more money because they've had very good weeks the last 2 weeks. Better in college football. Way better in college football than they are with the NFL. But, yes, finally, still in the red, still $800 in the hole, working our way back thanks to whatever dildo was throwing person was out there doing their job. All right, Jaguar, line one. What is happening, Jaguar? You are on Toucher and Rich.
How's it going, guys?
Hello.
Hey.
So, question for you guys. Do you guys think the Patriots' defense is as good as they make it out to be, considering we've faced 4 teams that are either the quarterback's injured, starting quarterback, backup quarterback, or Josh Allen or whoever who has four career wins, if even that?
Okay, so up until yesterday, my answer to that was they've played as well as you can play. And even though they've been facing Ryan Fitzpatrick and they've – you know, had a the
what's Luke, it, Falk.
Luke Falk, yeah, yes. The third string quarterback for the Jets.
They face Roethlisberger in week one.
Yeah, but I mean, people are saying his arm was, you know, injured or was about to be injured, and you could tell that he didn't have his stuff. But even that, I don't immediately dismiss that Steelers game. But they couldn't do any better. I mean, they couldn't play any better than they had been playing. Now, yesterday they finally gave up their first touchdown. But, I mean, look at everything else they did. I mean, they were everywhere, and they were suffocating, and it wasn't a good offense they were going up against, and, you know, some bad quarterbacks. But just what else could they do up to yesterday's game? And you can even take it all the way back to the Super Bowl. Like, what else? Now, that, you want to talk about an explosive offense. They were able to stifle the Rams, who were, you know, if they weren't the highest scoring team last year, they were top two or three.
You and I are going to differ on that, but okay. They were explosive, yes, but if you take a look at their quarterback who threw for a bunch of yards yesterday, and we'll get into that in the 8 o'clock hour around the NFL.
Yeah,
Jared Goff is not nearly as good as people think he is.
But last year, that offense was one of the best in the league.
I understand that. What
and
I'm saying
they didn't
is
let him score a touchdown.
4 of his last 5 games were not very good. But more to your point, because we're getting off track. I think that every NFL quarterback, any guy who's in the league manages to score at least one or two touchdowns a game. The way the Patriots have absolutely suffocated everyone they've played. Now, it's hard to make a judgment because the caller's right. They've faced a bunch of bad quarterbacks or mediocre quarterbacks, but the way they're doing it lends me to believe that this defense is special.
Yeah, and it's not like...
I mean, they're not giving up first downs. They're not allowing teams to cross midfield. Those kinds of things don't happen in NFL games too often.
No.
So that's why I think this defense is better than advertised.
I mean, are they going to all of a sudden, when they start playing the Ravens and you've got a guy like Lamar Jackson on the other side of the ball, you know, are they going to truly be tested? Yeah, of course they are. They're sure as hell not going to be tested next week.
No, the way the schedule is set up, you're not going to see anybody until Halloween. But I mean that you got to play these games. That's the way it is. I think we all understand they're going to be 7 or 8-0, and maybe they really play poorly and lose one. But they're going to have the best record in the NFL when we get to Halloween.
Somebody said, speaking of betting, what's the over-under into the show when Wallach will talk down to Joe Murray when he shows up? Wait, you know what?
I love Joe. What are you talking about?
Less than two breaks.
That's not true
maybe
at all.
Not the first break, but maybe the second break after Joe Murray shows up. All right, let's get to everything that happened yesterday, including a little bit of controversy regarding a hit on the field. There's certain people that... want Mr. Jones suspended for the next game. We will get to that. Also, shenanigans before the game, possibly. A little bit of shooing off the field of some potential spies for the Patriots from what they're being accused of. We will get to that and also everything else in the Red Sox. It's a weird, weird offseason. Get ready. Get ready, because finally Tom Werner and John Henry spoke to the media. And if you're a Red Sox fan,
we're all better people for it.
Oh, it is not good news. We'll get to all that right after this.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub. Recapping what you. Toucher and Rich.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, it is 98.5, a Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich, 637, 617-779-0985. And how about that? Always a mensch, always a guy we can rely on to get in here at... the ass crack of dawn. Mr. Joe Murray coming in at a minute's notice.
He's a gamer.
Because Fred's got the squirts. He has officially moved in to the headlines chair. And Johnson, of course, Johnson. I'm calling him Big Johnson now. Big Johnson in the Big Johnson chair.
Swinging Johnson. Yes.
Swinging Johnson.
That's me.
John Wallach over there. And thanks for coming in, Joe. Hey, how about the Bankroll Boys for the first time winning me money?
That's right.
All right. It was nice.
By the way, we can't confirm it. Like, I didn't actually see it, but...
You're going to give it to him.
I could stick my head up a T-Bone's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it. So
yeah.
You see, I was thinking that too, but I guess the argument would be it's a credentialed reporter from SB Nation who reported it. It wasn't a guy in the stands.
Exactly.
So that I would say if you know, and I saw some bookies actually retweeting it yesterday, so maybe even they were like, all right, well, here's the... And that's why bets like that, you can't take more than like a $300 bet, I would think. So, and I don't even know what the $300 bet even paid with the minus.
I'll give you $300. We'll just do it.
Look at you. I like this.
Look at you.
Right. So I'm now only seven in the hole.
$700.
You guys have been making Fred a ton of cash.
Yeah, how much did Fred wind up ahead?
So how it works out is when we come, you guys have us on every week, which is great. We get to try to give you a pick and everyone listens.
Yeah.
But we gave out, he went 10-3-1.
Oh,
and they're
awesome.
All on the picks that we give away on the podcast.
Yeah, so you guys give 14 picks in the podcast. You put his money on each one. You spread out. He gave you $2,000 this week?
So we put $2,000 on all the college games and then rolled it over to the NFL games.
Oh, that's awesome.
So how much, what does that compute to?
So he's up
dollars?
To $1,990 in 2 weeks.
Over 2 weeks. Bankroll Boys have been killing it. But more than anything on college games, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did decent yesterday. We had the Bears in the under, which was huge. We had the Patriots, the Gostkowski field goal. That's the problem, right? Like, I heard you guys just talking about it on the way in. Once it starts affecting your gambling ability or the totals and things like that. But it is a real problem. We can go back to Denver a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You know, they had to go for a 2-point conversion at the end of the game there. You know, if he missed a field goal in that game. You know, the fact that they tied it up and that, you know, they could have went into an overtime and possibly gone to another Super Bowl.
You know, I was looking at the stats on him, and, you know, John's right. I mean, there's only one guy worse this season with extra points, and that was Vinatieri. And Gostkowski missing four games is not ideal. I mean, it's bad. But on field goals, he's 7 for 8, and he is, you know, still hovering. You know, he's in the top half of field goal kickers, and there's just not a ton of great kickers out there. Like, I'm not I don't know who you're going to get.
There's no Hall of Famer, and Gostkowski is approaching that point. There's no Hall of Famer you're going to find who's out of a job that's going to come in and replace him, but you can't let this go on. Ultimately, this is going to cost you.
Just got to figure out what the hell's happening. I mean, like,
whether it costs you home field advantage, whether it costs you a game at the end of the season you really need, or it costs you, God forbid, in the divisional round of the playoffs. He either has to fix this, or they have to find somebody else to do it.
The only other thing I would say is maybe it's Jake Bailey. The fact that he's the new holder, you know, would it be, they're keeping a third quarterback now in Kessler.
Yeah.
Is it more important to the team to maybe have the guy that's been holding for him for the last five years?
Well, we saw in the preseason, remember, they did a really good job on the broadcast showing that it was, you know, a Ray Finkel situation. The laces, were in.
That's an excuse for one of them.
You're right. And Gostkowski even yesterday was saying it's nobody else's fault. It's mine. Now, I don't know whether he's just being a good dude and not calling out what's truly happening, but it is weird how all of a sudden this has become a major issue with a guy that, as we know, is usually nails. But we'll get back to that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about the play that everyone's going to be discussing this morning.
Allen steps. Allen trying to run. Oh, he got clobbered.
They call it a helmet-to-helmet hit on Jonathan Jones. It's a good call by the officials.
And Allen is down.
Well, he may be out cold as he got hit right on the jaw by Jonathan Jones.
Actually, he went helmet to helmet. I don't know where the jaw. Well, either way, that's fouls for you. Josh Allen on a rush goes helmet to helmet with Jonathan Jones, knocks Allen out of the game. Jones gets flagged for unnecessary roughness, but that penalty is immediately negated by a holding call in the Bills, which immediately resulted in the first dildo of the game being thrown onto the field. I believe that's when it was actually tweeted. But Bills coach Sean McDermott, after the game, he was pretty pissed.
There's no room in football for that. It's a shame to see a player like Josh, or any player for that matter, go down with a hit like that. I asked for an explanation, and I thought he should have been thrown out. But other than that, I'm not going to get into that at all. That's for the league to get into.
So Bills safety Micah Hyde, after the game, said there's a double standard in Jonathan Jones not getting thrown out of the game.
That's the first thing that came out of my mouth on the sideline. If one of us did that to 12, we wouldn't have been in the game anymore. There's no way we would have continued to play in that game. Even with the holding penalty that we had, offset penalty, no, there's no way, you know. And it's stuff like that, you know, we got to, obviously that's our quarterback. We ride or die with him. To see that happen, you know, Josh didn't slide, but at the end of the day, you can't. It doesn't matter if it's a running back, you can't head-to-head. And so that's why I wanted the confirmation from you that it was head-to-head, because I didn't get a good look at it. But like I said, if that was our quarterback, there's no way that you could continue playing.
Well, Devin McCourty, after the game, was asked what he thought about the hit, and he wasn't sure what else, in his opinion, Jonathan Jones could have done.
It's a bang-bang play. I know you guys watch it. Like, a guy's running, he's leaning forward, trying to get a first down. Deron wraps up his legs. Jay Jones just trying to make sure he doesn't get the first down. Whether the refs eject or don't eject the guy, that's not up to me. That's up to them. We know all of those hits that is going to be close when it gets flagged. You know, we'll see. You know, but, you know, at the end of the day, if he got ejected, we'd have to adjust. He didn't. We moved on and kept playing.
All right, so I've watched that play now 15, 20 times. And after watching it over and over, Jonathan Jones barely moved. And it was Josh Allen who was charging forward head first.
Yes.
And the first thing you think is, man, is he stupid. Slide, you idiot. Slide. But then again, we've seen him do dumb stuff throughout the game. Jones didn't launch into him. He didn't lower his helmet.
That's why he stayed on the field. And when the referees have a chance to look at that, they got that call right.
Yep.
However, having said that, Micah Hyde is 100% correct.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If someone did that to Tom Brady, he would have been tossed out of the game.
No.
Absolutely. And by the way, that's a good thing. I mean, for Patriots fans who are saying, what? It's a good thing. Aren't you glad you have a guy who gives you an edge? I mean, remember when Scalabrine used to be allowed to be on this program, and we were talking to him about Paul Pierce and Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett and how they all got benefits of the
You become royalty.
Scalabrine's like, thank God. Yeah. That gives us an advantage. Well, as a Patriots fan, the team you root for has a huge advantage because Tom Brady's not allowed to be touched. Yeah, and when he is, it's 15 yards in your favor.
You become royalty, you get the calls, and it's not
he
always
absolutely
fair.
Absolutely gets preferential treatment. Micah Hyde's right. And, you know, thank goodness for it.
But, I mean, the talk of him getting suspended is ridiculous because, once again,
no.
Jonathan Jones hardly moved.
He'll be fine.
He didn't launch into him.
He'll be fine for the head-to-head hit, but he won't be suspended.
They have a quarterback rule where if you're beginning to go down and you get hit, he wasn't going down. He's 6'5", 240 pounds.
Yep.
Jonathan Jones, 180 pounds.
Yeah, it was a dumb play on Josh Allen's part that resulted in him getting knocked out of the game. I don't expect Jonathan Jones getting further punishment this week because, as you said...
No, he'll be fine.
Yeah, so there's
been...
He'll
be fine. He won't be suspended.
Let's go to line three. Lucas, you're on Toucher and Rich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, no, I agree with all of you pretty much. First, you know, it was like 3rd and 10, I believe, and he was leaning for that first down. His legs were wrapped up behind him, so he was throwing bullets. And with Brady, yeah, if he got popped like that, he would, you know, opposing player would get ejected. But Brady's not going to run standing up straight for 8 yards into two defenders either. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's one of those plays that just the more you looked at it, the more you realized it's like Josh Allen was stupid. He's so dumb to do that.
He has, and this is going to, the Bills invested a first-round pick in him, and he's their quarterback of the future. But I don't know if all of these things are ultimately going to be smoothed out as time goes along. I think he has that gene where he will always make a really dumb play at least once a half to cost his team. And he throws the ball into coverage. He's got an arm that he's willing to throw the ball wherever he possibly can, and most times it's a bad decision. And just like it was a bad decision to run straight up and try and get that first down.
You see these young mobile quarterbacks, it happens all the time over the last few years. They just don't know how to... I mean, there's a reason why Tom Brady has lasted as long as he is, because you would never see him try to pull something like that.
He would rather take 4th and 4 than get to take a pop like that.
No question. You slide. And for him to do that kind of play, I think we called it at the beginning of the season. We're like, if Josh Allen continues to play this recklessly and stays on his feet this way, something bad is going to happen.
He's going to become Robert Griffin.
Yeah, well, I mean, Robert Griffin. But then again, I also blame a lot of the Redskins on what happened to Robert Griffin. I mean, he was mishandled.
Running, taking a lot of punishment. I mean, Cam Newton, you've seen it now in the last year.
All right.
I mean, he's not the same.
We'll get back to your calls. Also, on top of that, we will, just because it's the gift that keeps on giving, more fights being picked by Antonio Brown over the weekend, which was fairly glorious. We'll get to that right after this.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
That's great. I was hoping to throw it to him one at some point. He might have had a shot in a weapon on a post that kind of fell down as he caught it. But it was great seeing him in the end zone, so he'll get to keep that ball.
That was Brady on Slater's first touchdown. Said, do you remember to play from back in, what year was it, 2010?
Yes.
They tried to throw a touchdown to Slater.
Yeah.
He immediately brought that up. All right, let's go to Albert on line 4. Albert, what's up, man? You're on TNR.
This is about right. Hold on a minute. Jesus. Gotcha. Sorry, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Albert.
Oh, no, another great Sunday, another great Monday in New England. Awesome day of football yesterday. I'm so glad I put 6 hours aside to watch peewee level football. And you guys, actually, it's scary because now the Patriots actually contributed to it. Just imagine winning a tough divisional game, because that's what you nitwits in New England. You held that as a tough divisional game. You won a friggin' game by blocking punts and catching balls flying out of the air because Josh Allen in the Buffalo Bills look like their coaches and their offenses coordinated at a level of like Ponikins at high school. This league sucks so bad. The last two times Tom Brady has played the Buffalo Bills, he's looked atrocious and more atrocious, and you won both games. You don't even need to go on offense, and you.
I'm not on the team, Albert.
What?
No, I'm talking to your crowd. I'm talking to the idiots driving to work.
They're not on the team.
What are you so upset about?
Yeah, they're not on the team.
No, they think they are. It's a New England thing, all for one. New England strong. Yeah, that's our football team. You know, we grind. You didn't grind it out. You didn't win a tough game. There's no such thing as tough football games anymore. It's glorified volleyball. There is no tough football. There's no tough anything. It's trash. It's garbage. Your trash stinks less than theirs. The Bills, the Dolphins.
Okay, Albert, just who? Okay, so which team are you waving the flag for?
I guess we'll start with Miami, right?
You're a Miami fan?
I
understand the anger then.
I like you, Albert. I'm going to let you speak some more, but I just want to. Okay, so you're a huge Miami fan, and you're bitching about the quality of the Patriots play.
No, I'm actually a Giants fan. I'll be at the game in 2 weeks. We stink too. We'll get destroyed too. I thought you meant what was the worst team in the AFC.
No. Like, who's your team? Like, you're a Giants.
I'm a Giants fan.
You're a Giants fan. Okay. All right. Well, then why are you complaining about the Patriots? You've got that little thing in the back of your head. You'll always know that Eli Manning has owned Tom Brady twice. Like, you know this. So why do you have a chip on your shoulder? Like, you're the one fan base that can kind of go, all right, Patriots, fine. You know, like, you've got a little something.
Unfortunately, I live in Rhode Island, and I have to look at these overcompensating. It's like a man that's three. You know, like God made small men to have a Napoleon complex. You Patriots fans, since you've been
but the
fans,
Patriots, then it would be the equivalent of being Taco Fall. Like, they've won six championships. What do you mean they're small men's complex? I mean, they've won a million. I mean, you understand why Patriots fans feel that feeling of superiority, because their team is superior.
Well, first of all, there's no such thing as a Patriots fan. You're Brady fans. There's no Patriot fans, because none of you liked the Patriots before Tom Brady came along. So I call you
true.
Brady fans.
That's
not
true.
For some of us, that statement is false, but okay.
I understand what you're saying, but the majority of the people, as you're saying, as soon as Brady's gone.
Yes, the stadium's going to be half empty. Absolutely.
Albert, I understand that. Absolutely.
7 years.
Who's that the dick at your work who pisses you off about the Patriots? Because there's one guy that you're addressing this to. I know. There's like a person that you are directing all of this to. Who is it?
The Sullies, the try-hard mechanics, the wannabe dirt dogs, this stupid Boston mentality. It's become like a New England football's become like a cult. It's this fad that is just obnoxious, and I can't take it anymore. Everywhere I go, oh, you're watching the big game. Nitwit, you don't know what 3rd and 10 is. You're watching the big game today? Oh, yeah, we're going to go watch the big game. I'm a diehard Pats fan. You're not a diehard Pats fan. You're an idiot. You can't spell football. You make noise when they're at home.
Albert, you hate us because you ain't us. Kiss the rings, kid. Did he hang up?
Oh, yeah. That was what put him over the edge. That was great.
Dan's saying I'm done with him. He calls every show. Like, I'll put him on every show. I'll let him yell.
Albert's great.
I got no problem with Albert. Albert's all right. Albert's got like one guy at work that pisses him off.
I'm actually insulted by that call.
Yeah,
I mean, John, you watched the Patriots for years, right? I mean,
correct.
I've had season tickets since 92.
They sit on those stupid benches at Schaefer Stadium, man.
But you know what he means.
Of course.
It's like, you know, Brady pisses him off.
We've talked about this.
Brady's so damn good, and he's got all these guys coming into work. I understand that. I totally do.
We've talked about
I just
this.
Love the fact that that is pissing him off so much that he calls every single day. True. Like, I mean, imagine something mattering that much to you in life that means nothing to you as far as, like, how your day goes. Like, I mean, honestly, whether the Patriots win or lose should mean almost nothing in your daily life, like what you do with your kids. But that it pisses him off so much that he calls every single morning and wants to yell at me for playing on the team, which I think is one of my favorite things. You and your team, like, I don't play. Oh, he's the best. Oh, I love that guy. Let's go to let's go to line 6. You're on Toucher and Rich, Matt.
Hey, they hate us because they jealous us, you know? This guy, I mean, like, really, dude, you're from Rhode Island. Drink your coffee milk, okay, as they do down there. Like, seriously, it's like, this guy probably lives about 30 miles from Foxborough, and he's got, you know, he couldn't watch the Pats because they didn't sell out Schaefer or Foxborough Stadium. So he had to watch the Giants. And, oh, wow, Phil Sims was, like, the guy, and so was Jeff Hostetler. Like, dude, give me a break. Get in this century and deal with it. I was telling Bert, while he put me on hold, football's a three-phase game. two of the phases won. Special teams and defense. Deal with it, man. Brady had an off game. Babe Ruth struck out occasionally, you know? I mean, oh.
You know what? With Albert, I can, thank you, Matt, I can hear the jorts through the phone. That man rocks multiple pairs of jorts.
Sure.
He's probably, he is Rhode Island personified.
He's got a case of Gansy. He's on his way to Rocky Point.
Got jorts.
Or some R&R. Sure, oh,
no,
I get it.
No question. All right, 617-779-0985. No commercials, just Joe Murray with the headlines, and we'll continue to take your calls.
That's an app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Bills fans nationwide throwing Santa, breaking tables as video after video goes viral.
Drunkenness, it's insane what I saw.
Take an emotional game, add booze to the mix, and this is what you sometimes get between fans from opposing teams. A fight broke out after the game in the parking lot of the Ralph right in front of our News 4 camera.
Pepper spray was used. There was lots of drunken behavior, more drunken behavior than I think we've ever heard of at a football game.
Allen takes a shotgun snap, firing down the middle on that pass. Intercepted by Kevin McCourty. 35-40. 45-50. Some extra pushing and shoving on the stop.
He's throwing the double coverage, kid.
Bolden motions right to left. Takes the jet sweep handoff. Close it left. He's the score. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the way to play complimentary football. You take it, you step it down and throw.
Allen sets up. Throws down the right seam. J.C. Jackson picks it off at the 10-yard line. He runs it down the left side to the 20-25. And Jackson sidesteps out of bounds.
Sweet chucking duck, kid.
The low snap. He's under pressure. Up this block. Punt is blocked by J.C. Jackson. It bounces into the hands of Gordon. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How about that, Bobby? Special team.
Matthew Slater with the recovery and the run back for the score.
Ah, how do we feel about tasting the sweet nectar of victory?
Allen rolls right, throws that ball to the side, intercepted. High leaping pick by Jackson.
He can't make a dumber throw than he just made right there. And he's made some of the dumbest that I've seen in an NFL game. Slippers for this whole defense. Boy, did they will you to victory today.
Now, Bills fans were, of course, hoping for a win, but unfortunately, that's not how things turned out here today.
I'd like to have my hopes up, but it's the Patriots, and this is what happens every year.
.95 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich. 7:04, we got Joe Murray in this morning. Fred's got the squirts, and it's a big show. There is some big names coming on later on. First of all, of course, it's Merryweather Monday, which is nice. 8 o'clock, we'll have Brandy Merriweather on the show. Also, Bruce Cassidy joins us at 9:20. Season starts Thursday, man.
Yes, in Dallas. That's right.
That's right.
I have a question real quick. Was it Friday, this past Friday, where Zolak predicted that Fred would be out on Monday, or was that last week?
I think it was last week.
It was last week? He was off by a week.
Yeah, I think he was off by a week.
Okay.
But either way, I'm sure Fred will be back tomorrow. Bob Soucy also is going to join us, and Jeff Howe in just a few. And you knew it was going to happen yesterday. You knew it. When the offense started struggling and Brady looked lost, first of all, much credit to that defense. They are what we thought they were. I mean,
they're legit.
That's an excellent defense that the Bills have, and McDermott's done a great job. It's not their fault that they have a crap quarterback. I mean, they're outside of that, they're a pretty good team. But you knew it was going to happen as soon as Brady couldn't find an open receiver, and that is, oh, you miss Antonio Brown now, huh? Oh, you wish you would have kept him. And somebody actually asked Brady during the post-game press conference whether he missed Antonio Brown, and here was his answer.
Tom, I have to ask you, on a day like today where the offense does struggle, is there any part of you that says, man, I wish we had Antonio Brown today?
I mean, that's those types of things aren't, you know, I just got to go out there and do the best job I can do, and I've been trying to do that for 20 years now. So that's what I'll try to do next week. That's what I tried to do this week. That's what I tried to do the week before. And hopefully we can go out and do a better job and score more points.
If you could read the little thought bubble in his head.
No.
Yes! Kraft sucked. They should have never gotten rid of him. I hate them for it.
Now, the other
now I'm leaving next year.
The first thing I thought of when I heard that was, that's the Brady equivalent to now go home and get your effing shine box.
That's the first thing I thought of when Brady's like, I've been in the league for 20 years. I'm going to do basically what I've always done. That's, to me, a nicer way of telling a reporter to get the hell away from
him. Well, we've said this before. Brady and Belichick essentially say the same thing.
But Brady smiles a lot, and that makes him different.
But when reporters leave a Belichick press conference, they feel like they just got scolded. But when they leave a Brady one, they feel like Brady's truly one of their friends. Yeah. So it's just two different methods of saying absolutely nothing.
And it's interesting because in years past, it seemed like it was a Brady-Belichick thing. And Kraft always had Brady's back.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh, well, that conversation I had private with Robert Kraft. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything from Tom Curran said on his podcast as well is Brady's pissed about this.
Yeah.
Like, and you saw it out there, right? Those receivers weren't. The fact that Dorsett couldn't be in the game on the goal line and Myers is there. I thought he was held in that play. If you watched it, and that's why I thought Brady threw that pass.
Brady had two seconds to throw the ball into traffic.
Yeah,
but I thought he did it because the guy was being held. It's a rookie. He's not going to get that call around the goal line.
I mean, listen, that's a really good defense on the other side, and sometimes you just have a crap game. And Brady had it. Brady had a crap game. That interception was inexcusable. On top of that, I mean, it was just, they were, everything seemed off yesterday. And you get a couple games like that a season.
Give Buffalo credit. The reason they were off is because the Bills, first of all, Patriots offensive line had a horrible day. Give credit to the Bills defensive line. That's one thing we found out yesterday, is that Bills defense is legit. Mm. And the Patriots offensive line was manhandled for what, three quarters of that game?
Yeah.
If not longer. And there was a reason why Brady had the numbers he did, 18 for 39 for 150 yards, didn't have any time to see anybody.
They can't run the football either.
And they could not run the football at all, which took away play action from him, which the Patriots used very well the first 3 weeks.
Well,
Buffalo's going to be a pain in the ass to play for most of the season, regardless of how bad Josh Allen is.
Speaking of Antonio Brown, right now he's a lot like that dude from the Jersey Boys. Sue you, sue him, sue everybody. Because he is the first player in the NFL history to file 9 grievances and appeals during the same time period, as he's going after more than $61 million that he believes is owed to him. And if you take a look at the list of the grievances, he wants $215,000 from the Oakland Raiders to appeal the fines that he was given. He wants $29 million in salary guarantees that Oakland owed him. He wants the $1 million signing bonus he was promised from the Raiders. He wants Oakland's unpaid week one salary, which was $860,000. He wants the Patriots' salary guarantee of $1 million, the signing bonus of $9 million from the Patriots, the unpaid week three salary of $64,000, and their unpaid option year in 2020 of $20 million.
Yeah, that'll happen.
And if that wasn't enough, if the NFL happens to discipline Brown and suspend him, which, who knows, it could happen, he could appeal that as well, which would make him the first player in NFL history to have 9 different appeals generated for one season. That sounds like a guy that you want to sign if you're a team and you're looking at that right now. But he also sounds like a guy who actually is going to win a decent amount of those. I don't think he's going to win any of the Oakland ones, and he's not going to win the 2021, but he's going to get that $9 million from the Patriots. Everything I read says that, dude, you played him against Miami, and the minute you did that, you got rid of any kind of the, hey, you know, he was a bad dude, and, you know, we should have, you know, we found out about the civil suit, and, you know, he didn't disclose that to us. Well, you played him after you knew about that. So you have forfeited any kind of, hey, you know, he's a bad dude, so we're trying to get out of this contract. On top of that, he had a nice healthy dose of going bat crap crazy on social media as well this weekend. Baker Mayfield, this might be the only time Fred's going to support Antonio Brown in a tweet beef, but Mayfield initially posted a photo of himself on Instagram when he was at Oklahoma with the caption, "Just some undersized walk-on. Keep that same energy."
Ooh. He's J.J. Watt.
The douche chills.
Yeah.
I mean, that's J.J. Watt-esque. You're right.
That's what that is.
Yeah, I know J.J. Watt's a good guy now because of everything I understand.
That's but vintage that was when Watt before
rise
the hurricane.
Rise and grind, baby. Oh, yes, yeah,
totally. Vintage Watt.
And so somebody to that picture responded, "Win football games. That speaks louder than these AB-ish style posts." And Mayfield answered, "You're right. Let me call out my teammates and throw a fit about my helmet, then go freeze my feet off," which I think that's kind of funny. To that, Antonio Brown responded,
Should have never been drafted before Lamar Jackson. What a big scam. And after that, he had one more for Mayfield saying, sorry ass Chico, keep rolling right. You ain't done nothing in this league. The internet only place you would ever talk to or about me. You know you get beat. Quick slice up some humble pie. And he then later deleted that tweet. But the winner of the weekend would be a post that Antonio Brown made, allegedly soliciting for help for his new quest in education as he studies his online courses at, what is it, Central Michigan
Central
University?
Michigan. Yep.
That's right. And he tweeted this. My English paper due, D-O, by tonight, 12 a.m., need a prof reader. Make sure A's and B's.
In other words, please do my paper for me. That's what that is. He's soliciting for someone to write his paper for him.
Me thinks A's and B's?
Yes. That's exactly what that is. I think, make sure it's worth an A or a B.
Well, I mean, I just love the fact
he can't spell the word do. Yeah.
Or how about proofreader? A prof reader.
Well, I think it was might have been hyphenating there or you know, shortening up the word.
Yeah, you just leave the O out of
yes,
proof.
Yes, that's correct.
That's how you shorten
yep.
proof. You
that's
put
correct.
Prof reader.
Exactly.
Hashtag Eng303. Ooh, I wonder what those Eng100 courses he passed were. If he's already in 303, that might have not even been your ABCs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my sweet Lord. My English paper due by tonight. I wonder if anyone got
do,
back
do to you me. Agree? Do you agree he wants someone to write his paper for him?
Oh, sure. Of course he does. Then he, these are online courses, too. Like, what kind of papers do you write in an online course?
Know.
All right, let's go to Jeff on line 5. Jeff, you are on Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, guys. What does Guskowski need to do for Bill to bring in anyone to compete with him? Because not only is he missing extra points every week, he's costing me money.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's the main thing. I mean, if you're a better, he's pissing the hell out of you. But I'm going to say it 20 times this morning because there's a lot of people calling for him to be either replaced or for them to bring some competition in. And that is, you know, he's kickers suck. The league sucks. The kickers aren't any good right now. And who are you going to replace him with? He's been really bad on the extra points. I understand that. And maybe, you know, you mentioned, is there something else going on that Guskowski's not in control of and Jake Bailey being the new placeholder?
How much longer do you let this go?
Well, it depends because maybe the reason that you haven't heard any rumblings might be because Belichick knows it's not Guskowski's fault.
Okay. How much longer do you let this go?
Regardless
of whose fault it is.
If he continues
to make... Before you make changes, do you wait 2 weeks? Do you wait a month? Do you wait till Thanksgiving? How much longer do you wait?
I just used Mason Crosby as an example. As a guy who missed, what, 4 or 5 kicks last year for Green Bay. He's still around. He worked it out. I still think they believe in this guy, but yeah, it's an issue right now. That's why it's a problem. Like, it's starting to cost us money now, and yeah, you're worried about it down the line. Like, could it cost them a home playoff game?
It almost cost them yesterday's game.
It did.
It almost cost him yesterday's game. All I'm saying is I understand what you guys are telling me. Guskowski is what he is. He's been great for this franchise for many years, and there aren't a lot of options out there. But for a team that's supposed to go to the Super Bowl and more than likely win it, you have to look at this and say, okay, if he continues to miss kicks, you have to bring someone in. You have to get better. And if one thing that's been very true about Bill Belichick during his entire tenure, he is cold when it comes to this kind of thing. You're not getting the job done. If you're not Tom Brady, you're out of here.
Bringing somebody in doesn't inspire a kicker to make more kicks.
I'm not talking about inspiring him. I'm talking about finding a guy who can make kicks.
Well, yeah, good luck.
I agree with that. And listen, what are you going to bring Sebastian Janikowski out of retirement? Like, what? No, I'm being serious.
Like a Trump.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, what are you going to do here? Yeah. There's really no one out there. No, there isn't.
No. And as far as field goals, he's still fine, if not the top, you know, one of the top guys in the league, top half at least. I mean, the extra points, that sucks. But, you know,
it got to a point where the Patriots had fourth down and went for it instead of kicking a field goal of 52 or 53 yards yesterday.
Now, that is true. That is true.
I'm still shocked that in the Super Bowl they decided to kick that field. Still, even though they won and it's over, I'm still shocked they decided to kick that field goal.
All right, let's get Jeff Howe's opinion on all of this, including the Jones hit, whether he thinks he's going to get suspended. Jeff Howe from The Athletic will be on right after this.
It's an app. For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Bills fans nationwide, throwing Santa, breaking tables as video after video goes viral.
Drunkenness, it's insane what I saw.
Take an emotional game, add booze to the mix, and this is what you sometimes get between fans from opposing teams. A fight broke out after the game in the parking lot of the Ralph, right in front of our News 4 camera.
Pepper spray was used. There was lots of drunken behavior, more drunken behavior than I think we've ever heard of at a football game.
That was into shotgun snap. Firing down the middle, that pass is intercepted by Kevin McCourty. 35-40, 45-50. Some extra pushing and shoving on the stop.
He's throwing the double coverage, kid.
Bolden motions right to left, takes the jet sweep handoff, runs it left, he the score. Touchdown, Patriots.
That's the way to play complimentary football. You take it, you stuff it down their throat.
Allen sets up, throws down the right.